Hi, welcome to the body scan. Over the next 40 minutes or so, we will be engaging in a practice of care and nurturing of the body and broadening and narrowing our attention using parts of the body as focal points. The body scan can be done in several postures. It can be done sitting in an upright chair, perhaps with a pillow to support your lower back, and a pillow under your feet if you're of shorter stature. It can be done in a recliner, or it can be done lying down on your back, perhaps on the floor with a mat or a thick rug underneath, or on the bed. If you choose to lie down, you may find it helpful to use a soft pillow under the head, and maybe even under the knees to support your lower back. The arms are typically laying by the sides, slightly away from your torso, with the palms facing up if that's comfortable for you. And the feet are gently splayed out to the sides, just soft and easy, not too tight, not too loose. During the body scan, it's important to be as comfortable as possible, wearing comfortable clothing and perhaps having a warm blanket close by. It's important to do the body scan in a quiet spot where you won't be disturbed. And if you're listening to this meditation on a smartphone or a tablet, it may be helpful to enable the Do Not Disturb function and maybe unplug for first time today. It might also be helpful to put a note on the door of the room that you're engaging in this meditation in, just so that anyone that's living with you has an extra reminder to allow you to have this space to take care of yourself. During the body scan, try not to reach any particular state. This really isn't about relaxing or clearing the mind. The body scan is about getting to know what's happening in the body on a moment-to-moment basis by focusing your attention and then broadening it. While doing the body scan, we may notice ourselves being drawn away by thoughts or stories. Sometimes we start to wish things were different than what they were. We might start to think about what happened earlier or what's to come. Sometimes we might notice a desire to react to frustration or discomfort. Also, sometimes during the body scan, we might arrive at a spot in the body that was affected by some sort of trauma, or perhaps altered or taken in a surgery. And sometimes parts of the body that we weren't born with. And during this time, some unpleasant feelings may arise. At any time frustration or unpleasantness arises, if you can, be curious. See what's here. But if it becomes too unpleasant, please feel free to redirect your attention to another part of the body, feeling the sensations there, or grounding your attention in the breath, in the gentle rise and fall of the chest. Just do what's comfortable for you and resume the body scan when you feel ready. As well, if you feel the need to pause the body scan because you've become too frustrated or it's too challenging or something has to be attended to outside of this space, then do so and see if you can return later to start again. If at any time you're feeling physically uncomfortable, feel free to do some changes in your posture, but see if you can do so mindfully. Seeing if you're able to do some micro adjustments first, and then if necessary, to larger adjustments to ensure your comfort. Trust your body. It's telling you what is going on, and it's important to respect it. Always do what's right for you. While doing the body scan, it's best to experience it in an alert and wakeful state. This is probably the first time that you've settled down on your own for the day. And it's common to feel sleepy, and it's common to doze off. And don't judge yourself if this happens. If you would rather it not happen and you notice drowsiness coming, perhaps open your eyes and look up and find a spot on the wall if you're sitting or on the ceiling. And then feeling free to close your eyes again when wakefulness returns. It can also be helpful if you're laying down to bend your elbow on one of your arms and raise the forearm, pointing the fingers to the ceiling. And then when you feel a little bit sleepy, the arm tends to fall a little bit, and that can be enough to wake us up. And now settling into whatever posture you have chosen, and feeling into the whole body, from the head all the way down to the toes. Just checking in with what is here right now. Knowing that especially in the first few moments of the body scan, it is typical for the mind to be very busy, letting go of the day that was. And now, narrowing the attention to the breath. Just feeling the breath in the body as you lie here. Not trying to breathe in any particular way. No need to do a deep breath. No need to have a relaxing breath. Just noticing how the breath is for you right now. Even if it might feel a little tight, it might maybe feel not as relaxing as you had hoped. Just noticing the rise and fall of the chest and the belly with the inhalation and the exhalation. Seeing if it's possible to follow an entire cycle of the breath as you inhale. And the air passes through the nostrils, down the windpipe, and into the lungs. And that small pause that happens at the top of the in-breath before you begin to exhale and expel the air from the lungs, back through the windpipe, and out the nostrils. And just checking out here a few more cycles of your breath. Feeling the body breathe. And now directing the attention all the way down the body through the left leg to the big toe on the left foot. Perhaps paying attention to this particular part of your body for the very first time and being curious about what is here. What is the feeling here? Just being aware of any sensations of temperature, warmth or coolness, moisture or dryness. Sometimes there are sensations of numbness or tingling. If you're wearing a sock, just noticing the feeling of the fabric against the toe. And if it's warm enough and there are no socks, the feeling of the air. And now bringing the attention over to the smallest toe, the baby toe of the left foot, and all of the toes in between. Again, noticing any sensations that may be here. Can you notice anything between the toes? Sometimes, when we are focusing our attention on a body part, we can't feel anything at all. And that's quite normal, too. There's no need to make anything happen. There's no need to move any part of the body to make a sensation arise. Just accept that whatever is happening right now. Now, bringing the attention to the ball of the left foot, in that meaty part of the foot that runs alongside the arch down to the heel pad, is noticing what's here. Bringing the attention to the arch of the foot, all around to the top of the foot, and feeling into the whole left foot. Narrowing your attention again to the ankle. Just noticing any sensations here, perhaps of stiffness in this part of the body that supports you throughout the day, a part of the body that is often prone to injury. And being curious about what's here. Again, knowing that it's quite normal for the mind to wander away off into stories or planning, worrying. And if you notice that your mind has wandered, just pay attention to where it went, just for a briefest of moments, and bring your attention back to the ankle of the left leg. And now we're going to move the attention to the calf on the lower left leg. If you're laying down, perhaps noticing the contact points, the parts of the calf that are touching and the parts that aren't. And if you're sitting, perhaps noticing fabric or the feeling of the air against this part of the body. Or any sensations of weight in this larger muscle. And now bringing the attention to the shin. Again, noticing what's present here. Now draw the attention up to the left knee. The knee is also another area of the body that is prone to injury. And this is often a part of the body where we may experience pain or discomfort. And if this is the case for you, this is an opportunity to start to explore the pain in a different way. Perhaps noticing the quality, noticing intensity, shape. Does it move when you pay attention to it? Does it change in any way? What is the duration? Noticing the kneecap all the way around to the space at the back of the knee. The bend of the knee. and shifting the attention up to the left thigh. Perhaps feeling any sensation of weight in this muscle. And sometimes there can be an experience of lightness here. Just feeling the support of the floor or the bed or the chair on this part of the body. Perhaps differences in temperature on the back of the thigh and the front of the thigh. This is also a part of the body where some can feel the pulse for the first time in their body during this body scan. And now bringing the attention to the left hip, that part of the body where the thigh bone rests in the hip socket. And noticing any tightness, or perhaps there's flexibility here. Perhaps there's a softness here. And drawing the attention from the left hip all the way over to the right hip and all the way down to the big toe of the right foot. Here noticing perhaps the fabric of the sock against the foot, or the air if your foot is sockless. Noticing that big toe and any sensations of numbness or tingling that might be here. Warmth or coolness, moisture. And drawing the attention over to the little toe of the right foot, and all of the toes in between. Again, being aware that at times you can notice sensations and at times there feels like there's nothing happening at all. And that's okay too. And shifting the attention to the ball of the right foot and the meaty part of the right foot that runs alongside the arch to the heel pad. Any tingling or sensations that are going on in the arch of the right foot. Up to the top of the right foot. And feeling the whole right foot. Narrowing the focus to the right ankle. Being curious about whether there's stiffness here, discomfort, or whether it feels just the way you hoped it would feel. Just being open to whatever is here in the ankle of the right foot. And knowing that it's common for the mind to be pulled away. Sometimes there's distractions, some noises happening outside. And just gently, with kindness and compassion, bringing yourself back to the ankle of the right foot. Bringing the attention to the calf of the right leg. Feeling any contact points here where the calf is resting against the mat or the bed, or the fabric resting against it if you're sitting up. Noticing the shin of the right leg. And bringing your attention to the knee, the right knee, the kneecap, the tendons that run alongside of the knee, and that soft space in behind the knee. Once again, being curious about any discomfort that's here, and noticing what happens to this discomfort when I pay attention to it in this way. And now shifting the attention to the thigh of the right leg. The part of the thigh that's resting against the furniture or the floor. The sensations of temperature here, or weight, or pulsation. And the upper thigh. Perhaps sensations of temperature, or feelings of the fabric that are laying against this part of the body. And drawing the attention to the right hip, where the right thigh bone rests in the right hip socket. And drawing and broadening your attention to the space that lies between the right hip and the left hip, the pelvic bowl, this part of the body that holds many of our organs, when we can start to be aware of perhaps some sensations that are happening inside, and the genital region. Again, this area of the body is one that can be associated with pleasant or unpleasant stories. And yet it is still just a part of the body that is experiencing sensations. And being curious about what is happening in this pelvic region. Knowing that you can ground yourself at any time in another part of the body or the breath. And drawing your attention to the lower back. And the lower back is a part of the body that can experience a lot of the stressors of the physical activities of the day. Noticing if there are any feelings of tension here. And again, being curious about the quality of the sensations here. Perhaps noticing the muscles on either side of the lower spine. And drawing the attention to the mid-back, the back of the rib cage, the muscles along the middle spine. And the feeling of this part of the body as it is supported by the furniture, sensations of temperature, sensations of the breath. In the upper back, feeling of the shoulder blades, as they are supported by the furniture, as they are affected by the breath. Noticing what happens in the entire back region, broadening the attention to experience the breath in this part of the body. And drawing the attention to the front of the torso, down to the abdomen. Again, perhaps noticing anything that might be happening inside, any movement or gurgling, any sensations of hunger or fullness. The rise and fall of the belly with the breath. Not trying to force anything happening. Just allowing the breath in the body and feeling the breath now in the chest. In the front of the rib cage, in the lungs, and this may be where we become aware of our heartbeat. Sometimes subtle and sometimes more obvious. Sometimes it's hard to notice it at all. But we can trust that it's there. Trust that it's doing its job. Along with our lungs. And that as long as this part of our body is working, we are more okay than not okay. Just taking a moment to rest here with the breath. And if the mind has been carried away again, with kindness coming back, come on back. Come back to the breath in the chest and draw your attention to the shoulders, to the left shoulder in particular. Perhaps noticing sensation of the fabric of the clothing that you're wearing against your body, or the blanket. And then over to the right shoulder. And all the way down both shoulders and both arms to the hands. And the fingers of both hands. And noticing what's happening here. Any sensations of numbness or tingling, moisture in the fingers, dryness, temperature. Noticing the back of the hands. And the palms of the hands. And depending on the posture, the parts of the hands that are resting against the floor, or your body, or the chair. And now bringing the attention to the wrists, the back of the wrists and the front of the wrists, perhaps any stiffness that may be here. And the lower arms. And again, the contact points of the lower arms, or the sensation of fabric against the lower arms. Any pulsations here? Just knowing that whatever you're feeling is whatever you're feeling, and no need for it to be any different way than it is right now. Drawing the attention to the elbows and that not so funny bone and the inside of the elbow and the upper arms, the triceps and the biceps. These arms that are so busy during the course of the day. And now just checking in to see if there are any parts of your body that are working harder than they need to be right now. And as we move from the arms up to the shoulders and the neck, this part of our body that can experience an awful lot of stress and tension, just seeing if paying attention to this part of the body changes the experience here in any way. Being curious about whether or not there's an opportunity to soften this part of the body, but not criticizing yourself if you can't. And now drawing the attention up through the neck, and the back of the head. And if you're sitting upright, just being aware of the sensation of the head as it sits on the neck. And if you're laying down, noticing what it's like to have that part of your body supported. And bringing the attention from the back of the head across the crown and all the way to the brow. Again, a part of our body that works quite hard during the day, often wearing our feelings and our thoughts and our concentration, and seeing if we can soften here. And drawing the attention to the eye region, the eyelids, taking care here, and bringing the attention to the cheeks, the cheekbones and the muscles of the cheeks. And hopefully at some point during the day that you had an opportunity, or maybe you will have an opportunity to exercise this muscle, these muscles, with a smile or a laugh. And bring the attention to the nose, and the nostrils, sensing the breath here. Feeling the air as it passes in and out of the nostrils. Drawing the attention away from the nose to the ears, the inner ear and the outer ear. And down through the jaw. Again, a part of our body that can feel tension throughout the day, and just seeing if it's possible to loosen this area a little bit. Narrowing your focus even further to the inside of the mouth, to the tongue, where the tongue rests against the inside of the mouth, perhaps the roof of your mouth or against the teeth. Noticing any sensation of moisture or dryness here, urges to swallow, taste. Bringing your attention to the inside of the lips and the outside of the lips. And the entire face. And now broadening the attention to include the whole body, from the top of the head all the way down to the bottom of the feet. The whole body, as it's supported by the chair or the floor or the bed. The whole body with all of its sensations, breathing. And for this next few moments, bringing the attention to the breath in the body. Bringing the attention back to the breath and the body as you lie here, if the mind has wandered away. And if you have dozed off and you're just waking up, just knowing that there'll be another opportunity. That life presents us with many opportunities to begin again. With each new moment. And perhaps as this meditation draws to a close, seeing if it's possible to make a commitment to take time for yourself, perhaps in this way each day, to put the effort in to taking care of your brain, your mind, your heart, your body, by unplugging, by focusing on you. In this way, when we really truly take care of ourselves, we tap into our inner strength, our ability to really be there for other people. And we tap into our ability to break patterns and habits that used to make us reactive. And just the simple act of practicing a little kindness and compassion and letting go of judgment and criticism, perhaps we could take this into the next moments of our day. With a spirit of curiosity and maybe even a little sense of humor. And so, before we close, just staying put for a moment, paying attention to what your body needs right now. Maybe wiggling the toes, wiggling the fingers, stretching. If you've been lying down, you may find it helpful to draw the knees up to the chest and rock a little from side to side. And if you've been sitting, just maybe bending forward a little bit and stretching out that lower back. And taking care in these next few moments, not to rush into anything, but to approach them maybe slowly and mindfully. And I thank you so much for taking this time to participate in the body scan.